Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in its 30-year history, the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge is staging a play by Tennessee Williams, The Glass Menagerie. But as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, the play went into production only after a well-known actress reluctantly agreed to join the cast.
Some people are shocked to hear the ART has never staged a play by the great Southern writer Tennessee Williams. But director John Tiffany is thrilled for more than one reason.
Because it means I get to do it first.
And because he gets to do The Glass Menagerie.
Because it's my favorite play. Well, Tennessee Williams, I suppose, is the reason why. Because if he hadn't written such a aching masterpiece, it wouldn't have burrowed its way into my very being and made me desperate to direct it, although I never have before.
The ART was desperate to have Tiffany come back to Cambridge after he successfully led the theater's production of the Tony Award-winning musical Once. So he made a proposal. He'd return to direct his favorite play, but only if Cherry Jones agreed to join the cast. Tiffany recalls getting all fired up about the idea after meeting the Southern actress for lunch.
Cherry had just come back from Tennessee, where she'd been clearing out her mum and dad's house and found some letters that her mum had written. She started quoting from them, and this kind of southern voice came out. And suddenly I thought, oh my God, Cherry Jones, Amanda Wingfield.
Cherry Jones has starred in a slate of films, shows, and plays, including Doubt on Broadway and the Fox series 24. Amanda Wingfield is the devoted but overbearing mother in The Glass Menagerie. The faded Southern belle was abandoned by her husband.
I married no planter. I married a man who worked for the telephone company. That gallantly smiling gentleman over there. A telephone man who fell in love with long distance. And now he travels, I don't even know where to.
It's an iconic role, but there was a problem. Cherry Jones wanted nothing to do with it.
Ever in my entire life.
Jones admits she's never been a fan of Williams' first successful play.
I think because I'm Southern, I never found anything exotic about it, and I just found it very sad. And also, as I'd usually seen it played, because I've seen it 4 times, I found it suffocating.
All of the action takes place in Amanda Wingfield's tiny St. Louis apartment. She and her family moved there from Mississippi. So how did director John Tiffany finally convince Jones to get on board?
I just put a gun to her head. No, the arm twisting, I suppose, was saying to her, let's at least do a reading of it, a very, very private reading.
I kicked and screamed right up till the day we did the reading.
In fact, the career actress believed she'd thrown away all of her drama school copies of the play years ago.
When John kept harping about Amanda and Glass Menagerie, I finally went looking through my apartment to see if there was one leftover script, and I found a book that I had brought up from my family home in Tennessee after both of my parents had died and my sister and I had cleared out our family home. My mother was an English and American lit teacher, and I found this first edition of The Glass Menagerie that had belonged to my mother. And when I found that, I thought, uh-oh, this might mean something.
After doing the reading with Tiffany, the actress could see just how autobiographical the play is. Amanda Wingfield is based on Williams' own mother, Edwina.
I realized that coming from Paris, Tennessee, which is placed pretty much right in the middle of between St. Louis and Blue Mountain, Mississippi, that I had grown up as a young child in the 60s with women who were exactly Amanda Wingfield and Edwina Williams. So I understood the language, I understood the dialect, I understood the customs, the formalities.
And Jones says she finally understood the play's poetic structure.
And then I was hooked.
We forget that it's part of a director's job to woo actors to a project.
That's the ART's artistic director, Diane Paulus.
And gosh, we're so thankful that Cherry is doing this. Not only is she magnificent in this role, but to welcome her back to the ART after she spent so many years here as a founding member and doing, you know, over a decade of shows at our theater. It's great to have her back.
That said, Paulus doesn't blame Jones for being reluctant to play Amanda Wingfield.
Of all Tennessee Williams plays, it's such a part of our cultural kind of iconography, and certainly Amanda as this domineering mother is such a part of our cultural landscape.
Tom?
Yes, Mother?
Where are you?
I came out to smoke.
Oh, you smoke too much. A pack a day at 15 cents a pack. How much would that be in a month? 30 times 15.
The play's plot revolves around Amanda's fraught relationship with her fragile daughter, Laura, and her conflicted son, Tom, played here by Zachary Quinto. You might know the actor from his role as Spock in J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. Quinto says this production has opened his eyes, too.
You don't realize what a beautifully formed play this is, what the structure of this play is magnificent in a way that a lot of people take for granted, you know?
Well, it would be enough to help toward a night course in accounting at the Washington U. Wouldn't that be lovely?
I'd rather smoke.
I know. That's the tragedy of you.
And while this iconic mother can be harsh, Jones says she's mining the sympathetic side of Tennessee Williams' character.
He creates a character who has been abandoned by her husband, has reared two children by herself in the North. She somehow survives the 1920s without being destitute, and then the Depression hits. Tennessee never, ever, ever discusses that survivor part. It didn't serve his purposes to think about that part of Amanda, but it serves mine.
Cherry Jones appears as Amanda Wingfield in The Glass Menagerie through March 17th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Thank you.